Welcome back to New Entrant Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, baby?
Hey, listen out there. How you guys doing?
What up, Ever? I missed your sexy voice.
I guess.
Stop. My man. Talk dirty to me.
Bro.
Look at him. He's blushing. I'm blushing, too. Oh, no, I'm not. What that? Yeah. What are you drinking right now?
Energy drinks.
Energy drink.
Yeah, it's
Damn,
late, I
dude.
know.
You gonna head to the gym right now or something?
Maybe. I gotta work out later.
Whoa. Some bound chicka wow wow. Is that what's gonna happen? Maybe.
No.
I respect your honesty. Anyways, which podcast is this? Is this the late night show or is this the Royal Rumble?
Rumble.
Okay.
Pre-show. All right. The pre-show for the Rumble. All
right. Hey, this is what happens when you have too many podcasts. You get lost
I know,
in the
right?
shovel.
I know.
Anyways. All right. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about our, what are we talking about, Ever? The comebacks, right?
Yeah.
Like the, I have a list. What is this list? Okay. Our shocking returns, right? Or is this shocking Royal Rumble entrance? I really don't know. It's not returns.
Or like debuts or like people we
Shock,
didn't expect
yeah.
to see.
So anyways, today's episode is going to be Royal Rumble shocking entrance.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because that's, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, because none of them are returns for me. Half of them are, half are not. But let's start the list anyways. I'm going to go ahead. You know what? I'm going to start off with my honorable, oh my gosh, I can't say honorable mention. Did I
Honorable
say that right?
mentions?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I got four. I got Keith Lee when he debuted WrestleMania, Royal Rumble 2020. I have Melina's return.
Yeah.
I got Michelle McCool's return when they had the first women's Royal Rumble. I believe that was the one or the second. I don't remember. And obviously, Carlito's return back in 2021. So those four were honorable mention for me. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with number 10. My number 10 was Diesel. He entered at number 32 when the 2011 when there was the 40-man Royal Rumble. That one was very shocking to me because it was Diesel, not Kevin Nash. You know what I mean? So that was like, whoa, oh my gosh, it's Diesel. And I miss his entrance. I personally think with no lyrics, besides Seth Rollins, Kevin Nash or Diesel has the best entrance theme song.
Yeah,
like
he does.
that, you know, personally, I feel like he has the best one. So that's my number 10. Do you want to go back and forth or do you want me to go down my whole list?
I'll go down your whole list.
Ooh, are you still making your list?
No, I have it. I have it. Yeah, it's easier that way because then we get lost about what was my number nine or, you know what I mean?
No, because I feel like you're going to bury mine.
No, okay, we could do
let's
that.
Go. Let give me your number 10.
My number 10 would be Bad Bunny, 2022.
Okay, so what do you mean? Because for me, Diesel was, oh my gosh, he's back. Bad Bunny debut, was it like shocking in a good way or in a bad way?
It was shocking, like how good he did though when he came in and did like the splash and he did the bunny destroyer. So it was like he didn't get taken out right away. You know, he did us. He stood there for a while, right? He lasted like what, like
Nah.
five? You know, like 5 minutes.
I don't think he lasted that long.
Because I know he did the bunny destroyer to Riddle, and then he got like jumped, and then he stayed a little bit, and then he probably got kicked out. But it was a shock that he came back too, and it was like.
Right.
Because they thought, oh, he's done. You know, he did his little run. He's good now.
Did he get eliminated by Brock? He got eliminated by Brock Lesnar, right?
Yeah, Brock Lesnar destroyed him, yeah.
He took an F5 by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
So I like that. All right, well, for my number nine, I got Christian. He made his return in 2021 as entry number 24. That was a very, you know, hearing his theme song. And also, I was... You know, it's a bittersweet moment because obviously at the time I'm like, oh my gosh, he's back in the WWE, hopefully.
Yeah.
And having him share the ring with Edge one more time and they were hugging each other and all that was a great feeling. But obviously, he didn't sign with WWE. He went with AEW, which means he got his run and impact. So it turned out for him. Turned out well for him and for me as a fan to watch him back in Impact Wrestling. So that was my number nine. What's yours, Ever?
My number
Sexy
nine is
Ever.
Carlito.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it was good to see him, you know, especially he got like ripped and stuff. I'm like, damn, bro,
Well,
this guy.
here's the thing. He's always been ripped, though.
Yeah, no, but he
He's,
was like
yeah.
ripped. Before he had like that chub, you know, he was like the chubbiness in his WWE prime days. He
Also,
came back.
you haven't seen him in the indies?
No, not until the Rumble.
Oh.
I just saw him in the Indies like 2 weeks ago. But like before the Rumble, I haven't
Oh,
seen him in a
wow.
long time. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been ripped since 2008. I could be wrong on the year, but 2011 or 12.
Oh wow. Okay, so
Yeah,
it was
he was wrestling in that promotion. I forgot what it was called.
WWC, like his
No,
dad's.
no, no, no. It was here in the States. FWE, Family Wrestling
Wrestling
Entertainment,
Entertainment. I
I
think they went out of
believe.
business, I think, already
Oh
too,
yeah,
I think.
a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think it slowly became House of Hardcore or Hardcore, Tommy Dreamer's promotion. I
Yeah.
believe so.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that he's been wrestling there for like ever since it like first started. He was their world champion. So that's how I like found out, and he's been ripped since then.
Yeah.
But now he was ripped then, but now he's more buff. He looks the same. He's more buff now. But
So I was surprised seeing him because I'm like, wow, I'm surprised he came back.
yeah,
But
no,
I'm more
yeah.
shocked that they didn't sign him at least for another like 1 year contract or something. He just did one and done, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he rest I believe he wrestled the next night on Raw.
Yeah. So, but it
I
was like
don't.
only a, like one kind of thing, you know? Like,
Yeah. Well, he still lives in Puerto Rico, doesn't he?
I think so. Yeah. He's still, I
Yeah.
think he runs his dad's promotion, I think. The
Yeah, so I
WWC, World Wrestling Council.
Yeah. But like I said, at least we got to get that moment, because like I said, he was one of my honorable mention. But obviously, once you hear my list, you see why he didn't make it to the top 10. He was basically number 11. So my number eight was a former US champion, MVP. So just like Carlito, former US champion. So MVP made his return in 2020. He was entry number 12. Unfortunately, he did not last long with Brock Lesnar.
No,
So,
nobody
but
did.
everybody popped for him, and even did I, so did I. I enjoyed his run back in Impact. I wish he would have stayed in Impact a little bit longer. I personally felt like he was going to be world champion, but he got a knee injury. But thanks to that knee injury, it's what lead him to become a manager.
Yeah.
So he managed Bobby Lashley, Kenny Keane, and he took that management into WWE. So it worked out for him, because if he would have been world champion, he probably would have just had that run as world champion and wouldn't even think about being a manager. So that was my number eight. What is your number eight, Albert?
Rousey, the most recent one.
Also last year's.
So it was more like, damn it.
Oh, so it was a disappointment. Like,
Yeah. So,
damn, she's
because it doesn't
back.
have to, not always have to be like, oh, I'm excited at seeing. Sometimes I'm like, damn it. You know,
Right, right,
I knew
right.
she was, the second I heard her music, I know she was going to win it.
No, I
I was
can't.
like, okay. And then she did. She did win.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's good to see her, but I'm like, oh, she's going to win this. Oh,
See,
God. Here we go again.
I was so there's two people. I'm glad I was gonna put her on my list as a, damn, I can't believe she's back. But once again, once you hear my list, you'll be like, okay, there's a reason why I took her out. And the other person is Batista, but obviously they announced the week be was it the week before? No, it was 2 weeks before the Royal Rumble, but he showed up the week before the Royal Rumble. So it was like, oh, Batista's coming back next week. He comes back next week, and then he's like, oh, this Sunday I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble. If he would have just showed up, I probably would have like,
Top
if.
five.
Yeah, top five as a damn, I can't believe he's back, because he would have eliminated Roman Reigns. Now, if he would have eliminated a heel, then I would have been happy that he would have came back. So, but I like that pick. So, So that was your number eight. So my number seven now. My number seven was 2018. It was Adam Cole, baby.
Ooh-wee.
So this was Sunday, and then the night before he faced, oh, was it Tommy? No. Well, Tommy and Aleister Black in an Extreme Rules match.
Ooh,
So that's when he
yeah.
took, I don't remember what he took, if it was a suplex, but he landed on the chair that was standing. And he landed on the top, so he hurt his ribs pretty bad. So when he showed up to the Rumble, his ribs were taped up.
That's a good
So
choice.
yeah, and obviously hearing the whole shock the system, the theme song, and Adam Cole showing up, and he was hurt. That guy was hurt. But it was good to see him. And obviously I marked out when I heard his theme song and he was coming out. So Adam Cole, baby. That was my number seven. What is your number seven?
I would say Shane McMahon, the most recent one, 2022, right? Or 21, 22.
22. Yeah, 22. So last
This dude
year's.
made $828,000 just for that one appearance. It was good to see him too, because I'm like, it was kind of like too much, and then I'm
He
glad
made
like
that much? How do you know he made that much?
that's what they like were that's what somebody like reported that he made that much for that one match.
Jeez, no wonder
Damn,
Vince got
imagine.
mad.
Imagine making that much in one match. I'm like, okay, I need one match and that's it. I'm good for the rest of my life. A
Facts.
year, a couple of years. I mean,
Well,
no,
for you and me, not for Shane.
for us, that'd be like, okay, I'm good for like 10 years. That's my
Yeah.
entire job salary for like 10 years.
Facts.
I can say that. Yeah, 10 years.
But what's
So I was good
crazy?
seeing him though.
Yeah. Oh, so you were happy that he showed
Oh, I was
up.
happy. Yeah,
Oh,
because then,
wow.
but then I think I heard like, but then afterwards, I was kind of disappointed that he made himself look too strong in that match.
Yeah.
That's why they
No,
got
no,
pissed off with
no.
him.
Yeah, Vince
No,
was pissed off. Vince was
yeah,
pissed off.
he was like beating everybody, and then I think he gave somebody a real punch or something. He was
Oh
going too
yeah.
hard, and then they had to punch him in the stomach or something. I forgot what it
No,
was.
I mean,
That's
that's
an old
what
one. Yeah.
yeah, that's what what's his name? Not what's his name, but that's what everybody's always said about Shane, that he stiffs hard.
He doesn't pull his punches. He like literally just swings.
Yeah, he goes.
He doesn't like, he closes his fist and like literally just tries to, smack you super hard.
I mean, it's because of Shane. I feel like it's more believable for him.
Yeah, because he's like, he's not a wrestler. He's
Yeah,
not actually.
he's not a wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't trained professionally. He trained, but not like that,
So my number six in 2016, it was Triple H when he entered number 30. I had mixed feelings. I felt like he was gonna show up, and he obviously he did. He showed up and he eliminated Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose to become the new WWE champion. So that was like a great, I wouldn't say a great outcome, but just the return on self was, oh my gosh, like he's back and he's in the Royal Rumble, and he eliminated Roman Reigns, and then it was just to that point, because it's like, oh great. Now we're gonna get Roman Reigns and Triple H at WrestleMania. So it was just like, just to that point. Afterwards, not so much. But that's my number seven. What's your number seven? No, that was
Well,
my number six.
six. My six was Christian. Like you said before, I don't have to go into
Oh.
detail. I agree with everything you said with Christian. He came back
Right.
from injury. He embraced Edge. That's why I prefer it was higher for me. And I was like, oh, Christian,
Right.
yay. Yeah, so I'm not going into too much detail because you already explained like why,
Right. No, I get it. Yeah, no, for me, Christian was actually my top five. But once again, we're getting to the top five, and now you can see why I pushed them where I put him where he was at. So my number five was Trish Stratus for the first ever women's Royal Rumble. She entered number 30. Obviously, it was hearing her music, the fact that she came back, it was a great moment, and I really like enjoyed it, even though that it was like, I know she's not gonna win. But it was just the fact that she came back, and that's what the purpose of the Royal Rumble, we want everybody to come back, so that's why I kind of feel like I wish WWE would do 40 men, because it's like there's so many people you guys could bring back.
I mean, they did that one year, but they should probably do it now because there's a lot more
But the
people.
thing, but that was a waste. The only reason why they did that is because they wanted to have the whole core and the Nexus in it, the new Nexus in it.
Okay.
That and the only two returns they had was Diesel, and then I hope you don't have him on your list, Booker T. Those are the only two big names, and they came from TNA.
Wow.
So that was a, you know what I mean? So that was like
It's
a
kind of
big.
disappointing, right? Like, oh,
It
you got.
those two were the biggest shocking returns, but like, damn, you only got two big shocking returns out of the 40 men.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
They bring back, like, who's alive? Well, some people are still alive back then when that one happened. But
And then
yeah.
on all people to win, it was Alberto Del Rio.
I
And
know that was
the person that he eliminated was Santino
a. Yeah,
Marella.
no, that
So
one was a bust from the get.
They should have, that's the one that John Cena should have just won.
Yeah.
If anybody was gonna break the record or tie the record with Stone Cold Steve Austin, it should have been John Cena. So that year should have been John Cena because he was gonna main event. He main event to WrestleMania anyways.
Yeah.
So, but so anyways, that was my number five, Trish Stratus. What is your number five?
My number five was your MVP.
Okay. Oh.
Like, I agree everything you said. It even had that Black Panther suit thing. That was
Yeah.
legit, dude. That
That
was
was
fire.
nice. That was
So
nice.
yeah, I would say MVP. So no, pretty much I don't have to go into detail. Pretty much what you said, the same thing. Like, it was good to see him, and he would just come. He just came from Impact, and that
No,
was
it's been a
his.
long time since he
Oh
left
yeah,
Impact. Yeah.
but then it was kind of his like his last match, and now he's like a manager, so it's kind of worked
No.
out. But he just had that one last, Royal Rumble. Who knows? He might come back to this one. Who knows? You never know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll probably help Bobby Lashley win the Royal Rumble.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be pretty cool.
The Hurt Business versus what's it called? The Bloodline.
Ooh, yeah.
I love when you say, ooh, yeah. All right, so my number four was in 2008, entering number 30, the returning John Cena.
Ooh, da na na na.
That was, oh my gosh, I'm watching and I'm like, all I hear is, here's the thing. I didn't really care for John Cena at this point, right? I didn't realize I was a John Cena fan until I heard, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
Da-na-na-na.
I went, woo! And then he won. I was like, that's why he's the GOAT. No, I didn't do all that. That actually I did. I did. I marked out crazy. I was still in high school at that point. So hell yeah, I marked out. But like I said, I didn't even realize I was a John Cena fan until he showed up. I was like, well, I guess I know my true feelings for him. So I
Nice.
was like, Daddy's home.
Oh man. I
So,
don't know about this guy.
oh, you know about me, baby.
My
We
number
can't
four.
record this late no more.
I know, right? My number four was Rey Mysterio when he came back after All Out, All In.
2018. Oh,
Yeah,
nice.
when he came.
Oh,
Yeah, you
nice.
forgot
Okay.
about that one. He came, like,
Yeah.
everybody's like, he was best shape of his life. He came,
Facts.
he was, he did
Facts.
Mexico, Japan. Unfortunately, everything that happened in Mexico with him and Pedro Aguayo, but he was at All
R.I.P.
In. Yeah, he was with, then he came back, he did All In, and then he did, I think he came, yeah, he came after that, right? And he came to the Rumble. So it's kind of
Yeah.
like he did everything in 1 year, and then he had, okay, back to WWE, let's go. And he's been at back ever since. So it was good to see him again. Obviously, yeah, I
No
followed
way,
him a little
didn't
bit.
All Out happen in 2018?
All In. It was All
All
In.
in.
The
Yeah, it happened.
2019. He came in 2019 Rumble. It was like in the when was All
I
In?
thought it was too,
October.
no, it was a oh,
It was,
damn.
yeah, it was 18, and then 19 is when they founded AEW. So Rey
Oh, yeah.
Mysterio, he came on the 2019 Royal Rumble.
Really?
Yeah, because AEW founded like the summer or the
I
spring
thought it
of
was
two.
we're gonna do some research. I thought he came back in the 2018
No,
because
that's when All In was in. All In was that year.
About to find out right
And then
now.
the following, then the Royal Rumble, he
No,
didn't.
yeah, no, All In was in 2018.
Yeah. Okay.
So he came back January for the Royal Rumble. Because I remember John Cena was going to face Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania 34 if the Undertaker couldn't compete. But then they didn't, I guess he didn't sign with the contract or anything. And then that's where he did All Out. And then after All Out, I think that's when they reached back to him and he signed the contract. So,
So.
and I think he got his son a contract as well.
Oh yeah.
But what number was that? But that's a nice pick.
Number four. That was
Number
number
four.
four.
I respect that pick as your top five.
Yeah.
So that was your number four. So my number three, obviously. So this was my number. So technically, this was my number one for the longest time. They kept pushing and pushing and pushing. My number three, that was former number one. I'm sorry, but 2016, this man entered as number three. And it was the phenomenal, the phenomenal. Okay, never mind.
Phenomenal.
AJ, there you go. AJ Styles. I can't speak
Damn.
properly.
Burn my list, bro.
There. No, I don't. You know what? No, you always let's go back. You want to talk about burying my list? Let's go back to the past episodes.
Know,
Every time we do top tens, oh, my number 10 is, and I'm be like, bro, that's my number one.
yeah, true.
All right. At least mine makes it, at least whatever yours number one, it makes it to the top three. My number one makes it to your top 10.
Yeah,
So, yeah, but obviously, AJ Styles, everybody, there was rumors about it. And it was one of those things where it's like, nah, I don't believe it. I believe when I see it. And he showed up. I was like, oh, wow. And
right.
AJ Styles, the first man. Is he still the first man, or was he the second man who made his debut? And he was, yeah, because he was the first man to make a debut in a Royal Rumble pay-per-view match, a main event, and it was for the WWE Championship. Like he made a lot of history that night.
Yeah.
Because
Wow.
I guess Royal Rumble debut. And then, yeah, main eventing debut and then WWE debut.
Yeah.
So,
So he went to the
that,
top and he
yeah.
stayed on top for a while. He won a title that year too, I think.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, that year.
That fall.
Was kind of like that's why I liked I will talk about it later, but like, yeah, that's why I was like one of my favorites. Because first of all, I didn't know who the song was until I saw the video. I was like, oh shit, I knew who it was. See Roman's face, like he squinted, like who the hell is that? And then
Right.
boom, and then you're like, you see phenomenal. I'm like, holy fuck,
Phenomenal.
holy.
AJ Styles. And then he, oh my God, yeah, it was just a great moment. Like I said, that was my number one for the longest time. But once you hear my number two and one, you understand why.
My
So,
number
yeah, go ahead.
three was the John Cena 08. I could watch that one all the time. It's in
Yeah.
that little it's in that what? Is that New York City, right?
Yeah,
That little door thing.
Madison Square
Yeah.
Garden, yeah.
And you hear you see his like his video when he had the black jersey thing. You see Triple
Right.
H. So yeah, the part where like Triple H saw him like when he when this song came on. I was like, oh, hell yeah, it's gonna be good right here. Then it'll, I knew who did he win? Yeah, I think John
Yeah,
Cena won,
Cena,
right?
yeah, Cena won.
That's why I was like, oh man. Oh, then I knew right away when I saw him, he's gonna win this. If he
Yeah.
comes back after that many months of injury and before he's supposed to be out for another 3 to 6 months, I'm like, yeah, he's gonna win this. And he did, and it was pretty awesome.
And he was, I believe the last three was Cena himself, Triple H, and Batista.
Oh, yeah. That's
So,
not the botch one, right? That's not the botch Royal Rumble
no, that was
where they
all
both get
five.
out the same time.
Yeah, that was all five. That
Yeah.
was all five. But so that was your what, number three?
Three.
So my number two that actually pushed the AJ Styles to number two. But there's
Okay.
another. So now this one is now my. It was my former number one, but now this is my number two. Is obviously Edge's return in 2020 when he entered as number 21. He speared everybody. He had that face off with AJ for a quick second before he speared him and injured his shoulder. So That was just, it's, I was so speechless when I heard, "You think you know me."
Oh
Everybody cheered, and I'm just like,
no way.
I grabbed my phone. Oh, I hit my mic. I grabbed my phone and started recording because I was just so speechless that I'm like, this is not real. And then he shows up, and I'm like, I'm still like speechless. Like I was just like, I couldn't react to it because it's just like, what? Like, oh my gosh, like he's back. Like there was just a surreal moment for me to watch him come back, you know? And it was just like, because I still remember working at Target in the break room, hearing, you know, I found out that about like, oh, Edge is gonna make an announcement. And I'm just like, well, this can't be good because he's a SmackDown guy. He's gonna make an announcement on Raw. So yeah, so I, and you know, watching him and during my break at that time and watching him retired, and you know, fast forward many years later and watching the Royal Rumble and hearing "You Think You Know Me" and he's in his gear and everything. And it's just, it's not the fact that he came out, it's the fact that seeing him in his gear
Oh yeah,
is
dude.
what, it's what, like, oh my gosh, he's, this is really happening, you
You
know?
remember his face? He was like, he
Oh
looked
my
like he was like
gosh.
a deer in headlights. He was like this, like
He didn't even believe it, you
he's like,
know?
what am I doing out here?
Because he's been, no, it's not so much that, because he came out before. I think it's just after the fireworks, he just realized like, oh my gosh, I'm about to wrestle. You know, I think he just realized that he's going to wrestle. He's not going in the ring to like, hey guys, how's it going? You know what I mean? He's not gonna be doing working, you know, the crowd or talking on the mic or cut a promo with somebody. He's, I guess he just realized like, I'm going to wrestle. I am back. Like, oh my gosh. And he's still going. Well, not right now, but you know, kayfabe storyline, he's still going. He'll be back for
definitely.
WrestleMania.
Hell
Hell yeah, baby. So that was my number two. What is your number two, sexy ever?
My number two is Buzz Hardcore Country. Dude, that
Wow.
was fire, dude.
Well,
I
I guess.
watched that. I watched that like a lot in the last like month or so. I was like, because first of all, Mickie James, she's always been a bad, she's been bad, in a good
Right.
way.
She's been
The fact that
sexy.
she was Impact Knockouts champion at the time, like she came out with a belt and they acknowledged her as champion. So for me, it's number two just because of the historical
Well, hold
things.
on, hold on, hold on. That's my number one.
That's your number
So
one.
that's my number one. So let's talk about it. And like you just said, first of all, the way how we found out was during the Raw graphic design, and it showed Mickie James on there. People were like, what is going on? Why is Mickie James on there? I guess they forgot or whatever, they don't know. And then whoever reached out to Mickie James was like, yeah, I don't mind, but I'm in Impact Wrestling and I'm their champion right now. So whoever called Mickey told Vince, we can't have Mickey, or she's interested, but she wants to let you know that she's their champion. And Vince said, I do not care. And reached out. Nikki told Scott. Scott said, okay. Nikki's told them, okay. And Hardcore Country. And showed up with the belt. I mean, I sent you the video. I marked out crazy, man. That was just a, like, whoa. And eventually we got to meet her. Did you meet her? You met her too, right?
I met, she said happy birthday to me.
Oh yeah,
Because
that's right.
we went
I
last year. Wow, it feels like so short. For we went to Sacrifice and that we met,
Yeah.
and then I think you said it's his birthday. And then like you, Chelsea Green and Mickey were like, happy birthday to
Yeah, they
you.
started saying, yeah, you're
And
welcome.
you thank you. Cause yeah, cause I didn't take a picture with them, but you did. But you told them, and they like, oh hey, you, it's your birthday, right? You're like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's my birthday. Yeah, that was awesome though. She was nice.
So,
She was really
yeah.
nice.
And I was bummed out because at first I was bummed out because I wanted to hear Mickie James' song and all that. And she lost the title too. But I was just like, I was like, I'm like, you know what? I was like, I was fine with it because I got to meet her. She was a
Yeah.
sweetheart, very nice. So was Chelsea Green. And but yeah, that was like, I was just so mind blown that I was like, you were just in WWE with the women's title in the Royal Rumble, and now I'm here meeting you. It was just like,
Oh yeah, it was oh wow, yeah. So we met. We saw it right after that. Wow, yeah. So it was like a month later or so, 2 months later.
Yeah, it was in March, right? March or
We
April.
met Eddie Edwards. We ran into him in a parking lot.
Oh yeah, I
And
saw
Rich
that.
Swan.
Yeah, Rich Swann. I obviously these guys were tired. I was just like,
Yeah.
no, I didn't want to ask. I should have asked Eddie, but I was like, you know what? And I told you this, if you and I heard it before, Kevin Owens said that if you ever meet Eddie Edwards, ask him if you could buy him a beer. Two things that's gonna happen. He's gonna say, sorry, not tonight, or he's gonna say, hell yeah. Let me get your info and meet me here. And then, but unfortunately, he was tired and he was just like, yeah, if you could
Yeah.
find me. But I was like, damn, I should have asked for a photo.
Yeah, I don't want to
So,
bother him too. I was like,
yeah.
nah, I know he just had a brutal match. Guru there, he had a brutal match. I'm like, I'm gonna let him go.
Yeah.
I should have been like, it's my birthday. I'm like, hey, it's my birthday, man. Let's get a drink.
Man, let's
He
get
would have
drunk.
probably would have gone for it. Who knows?
Yeah.
He would have gone for it.
But
But anyways,
who knows?
oh well.
There's always next time.
Oh yeah. Come to Chicago, so we never know.
So that was my number one. Thank you for putting it as your number two and not burying my list. But that was my number one, Mickie James, returning and debuting the Impact Knockouts Championship, and having her come out to her song was just amazing. So what is your number one?
My number one is your number three, AJ Styles. So we talked about it, like how, like, first of all, he was like an Impact, a TNA guy, and then he was a New Japan guy. We thought he'll never be in WWE. This is before
Right.
AEW existed, but we thought he was just gonna stay in Japan or just do the other, the rest of the indie circuit, like Noah or the other companies, but I never thought he'd be in WWE. So
It's
when we
not
first heard his song,
that we never thought he'll be in WWE. It's the fact that we never thought they would sign him to WWE.
And
So,
then the fact that like he lasted so long in the match too, it was
right.
not one of those like, oh, he's their guy, like he's the other company's guy. We're just gonna throw him out in like 5 minutes. No, he lasted a long time, and
About
like you
30
said.
minutes, yeah,
Yeah, and then like
35.
you said, he never he debuted at the Rumble. He didn't go to NXT.
Right.
He was at part of the main event, and it was for the WWE Championship, right? Because I think it
Yeah.
was the one where Roman Reigns, if he
Yeah.
lost, he's the yeah whoever wins is champion. So like you said earlier, like those three factors, and the fact that I thought I'll never see him in WWE ever, like oh
Yeah.
he's one of those guys. He's like Sting, Well, Sting eventually did, but it's like that. Like I never thought I would ever see Sting in the WWE ring, or I never thought I'd see Goldberg, or there's some people you never ever thought you would see in WWE, and then they you're like, no way. And the song was baller.
Yeah.
They don't want no, they don't want no, dude. That was fire. And then,
Facts.
the fact that they actually, I was impressed then, but now that I look back, I was impressed that he had a strong opening, strong debut, and he continued until he won the title, and then obviously. For a couple of years, he was like the top guy, and then obviously now he fell off. Now he's coming. What I mean? Like he had like a few couple of years right
Yeah.
now, but like those first 2 or 3 years, like he started off strong, and then he was really strong. But then obviously now it's like after a few years,
Now, yeah, he's like
I
more
didn't
of a
think,
mid-card guy. I
but
mean,
I didn't
but
know,
he's still
yeah.
doing pretty well.
But yeah, I never expected him to be like a champion at all, like that quickly. I thought I'd be like, oh, he'd be a champion in a couple of years, like now,
Right.
like this year, but then he became champion that same year. I'm like, oh, okay. So it's definitely a great debut because not only did he debut, but it stayed strong, and he eventually did win a title, but he didn't have to use the Rumble for that.
Yeah.
That's why for me it was number one, because just all those factors, if it was just like if he debuted and then he became a jobber, I'd be like, oh well, he had a good
It wouldn't,
chance.
yeah,
but
it wouldn't,
but the
that
fact
moment
that
wouldn't have been
yeah
anything.
The fact that now we look back at his career, I'm like, wow, he actually was really strong. He had a strong debut at the Rumble, and he stayed for a few years on top,
From AJ Styles, WCW to NWA, TNA to TNA, being the face of TNA to, New
Bullet
Japan.
Club, yeah.
Yeah. Also, he had his time in Ring of Honor. So it was just like, and then going to WWE and then facing Roman Reigns. No, he had a feud with Chris Jericho first, team up with Chris Jericho, then Roman Reigns, and then having the feud with John Cena and eventually becoming the WWE champion. But it took John Cena and Randy Orton to be out for Vince to say we need AJ Styles. So, oh, and Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
So it took three guys to be injured and not be part of WrestleMania for Vince to be like, we need AJ Styles. So
And we just
really can't.
realized that both our number ones are people that are like, well, they're both, well, Mickey's started with WWE, but she was in the AAA TNA first, actually. But
Yeah.
yeah, both our number ones are TNA people, like majority TNA people. It's crazy, right?
Josh Alexander, you're next.
Yeah, right. Speaking of that, though, well, because we're like, what's today?
Thursday night, baby.
Today's Thursday. Well, I broke out in our Instagram and TikTok that like WWE might allow 1 day contracts for like for the Rumble. Who
Right.
knows? We might see Josh Alexander. So we have a couple days to you hear the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It might be Josh. It might be who else? It might be Speedball. It might be
Bully Ray.
Bully. Well, they probably will give people that been in WWE before. Like they'll get Bully Ray,
Yeah.
Rhino, Heath.
Oh
like
yeah,
the.
Heath Fandango.
Fandango, and maybe like I don't know what, maybe Jordynne Grace. That'd be kind of fire. Hopefully people
I
would cheer
think,
for her.
yeah, oh my
Hopefully
God.
people would cheer for her, but
I feel like Vince would love Jordynne Grace.
yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Ooh. Well, you know who else showed up or who may show up is Tyra, Victoria.
Victoria, yeah, that'd be kind of fire.
Yeah, I miss her. She's so sexy. But anyways, I know we were supposed to have a part three Royal Rumble predictions, but due to people's scheduling and stuff like that, it did not work out. So I have two people that I was able to get just their predictions. The first one is our fan. Her name is Alma. Alma? Alma? How do you?
Alma,
Alma.
Alma, Alma, the
Alma.
L, Alma.
Alma.
Hello.
Hi, what's up? Thank you for your
Support.
support and also for your predictions. So, for her men's Royal Rumble predictions, she has returns and surprise. I don't know if she broke it down for me or it's just both. So, for returns and surprise for the men's Royal Rumble, she has Randy Orton, Matt Riddle, Jay White, Carmelo Hayes, John Morrison, Johnny Gargano, Rick Boots. Ooh, I forgot about him. Edge, Bron Breakker, Big E, Pat McAfee, Bad Bunny, RVD. I totally forgot about RVD. Wade Barrett and Kane. So these are returns and surprise. Obviously, I'm pretty sure they're, you know,
Pretty good, actually.
yeah, Jay White is clearly a surprise.
That'd
But
be
yeah,
legit.
I like that.
Carmelo, be cool.
Yeah.
Randy Orton, hopefully, but he's
Right.
injured, so. Gargano is injured too, but you never know. He might be a sprain. Wade Barrett would be cool, but hopefully he's stayed in shape. He's an announcer now, so you don't have to stay in shape as much. RVD would be fired. That'd be
Yeah,
legit.
that one
He's
I would
always
love.
a good pick.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Just to have him go in there and do a five-star flash, frost
Who does
splash,
she
and
have
then.
to win? Did you ask her that?
So for win, well, let me give you the women's.
Oh, okay.
So the women's returns and surprise, she has Asuka, Carmella, Mayumi, Rhetoria, Melina, Mickie James, Coral Jay, Toxic Attraction, Stacy
Yeah,
Keibler. Ooh, that's a good one.
I forgot about her.
Natalya and Chelsea Green.
That's a good
So
list.
yeah, I like
That's a
that
good
one.
list. Yeah.
So I like that list. For okay, so for going
And
over,
they're all possible too, to be honest.
yeah, they
Like, I
are.
mean, I could see all of them pretty much be there. They really want them,
Is she has Natalya? Why does she have Natalya on there? What
She's
happens?
injured.
Oh, she
She
is?
broke her nose or something. She has a fracture in her nose.
Oh wow.
So that's why I'd probably be surprised because she's actually still injured,
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So for Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns, she has Roman Reigns going over. For Alexa Bliss versus Bianca Belair, she has Bianca, but she wants Alexa Bliss to win. So and then for the men's, she has Cody Rhodes, and also for the females, she has Rhea Ripley.
Oh yeah. Okay. So me and her agreed on this. 'Cause I said Cody and I said Rhea. So I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
that's gotta be. I agree with her.
So for Bobby, he has returns. He didn't give me much, but he has returns and surprise. He has Braun Breaker. He put down Pat McAfee, Bad Bunny. Everybody thinks Bad Bunny. Didn't you think Bad Bunny's gonna make a return too?
I would say he would. But he has a little controversy right now, so I don't know. Really, you might not want to deal with them right now. Maybe not.
He also has Matt Riddle and Randy Orton. And for the females, he only put Asuka, Naomi, Melina, Mickie James, and Chelsea Green.
Okay, so a lot of people have similar ones, which we kind of see, because then because obviously we know as fans like who's actually still good with WWE and who's like missing or who's rumored to come back or who's rumored to like WWE bring in. So I think a lot of us have similar like people with like coming back and stuff, you know. That's pretty. It's a
For
they're both good list.
yeah, oh yeah, nothing. And for winning, Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns, obviously the obvious choice is Roman Reigns, but he believes Kevin Owens is gonna win by DQ.
Oh, okay. So he's gonna win, but it's gonna be like not
DQ,
champion, not the win. Okay, win, but
not
not win.
right. So I was
That's gonna
like,
give him like a storyline to like I beat you still, so I wanted that Chamber or WrestleMania.
to get another
Okay,
opportunity. So I like that. I
not
like
bad,
that.
not bad, not bad.
Because yeah, because
What's
you
wrong
know
with my
what?
shirt?
Technically, oh, your
I don't
green
have
screen
the,
works.
I don't have a green screen. That's the crazy part. Don't
Ooh,
know, whatever.
spooky,
Spooky.
spooky. So, anyways, he put Alexa Bliss to go over for the women's title.
Oh wow, okay.
So for the
Wow.
men's, he put Cody Rhodes as the obvious
Smart,
choice.
smart man, smart man.
Yeah, so obvious choice. And then for the women's, he put Rhea Ripley and Beck not Be Bailey.
And Bailey, like they're gonna like do the
No, no,
double
no,
thing?
no, 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 no. It he put he believes Rhea Ripley or Bailey is gonna win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hope
Yeah,
that's what
man.
he means.
Okay. So otherwise it'll be a double elimination kind of thing. Like, hey, you're
Yeah.
both winners. Okay, triple threat
So
match.
yeah, the obvious choice is Cody Rhodes.
Oh yeah,
But
everybody.
I started thinking about it. If Cody Rhodes does win, do you honestly, on and you for your honest opinion, do you really believe Cody Rhodes should be the one to dethrone Roman Reigns?
Yes.
Why?
It just seems like he's like the prodigal son to return. Like just the storyline itself, especially with him and his dad, because it's all about family. Like at the end of the day, Roman Reigns is doing this for his family to keep the blood, you know, that the bloodline to be the, you know, he's the head of the table to feed their family. And then Cody Rhodes on that same aspect has a similar thing where like he came back to WWE to win the big one for his dad, you know, for his family's legacy, because they're both second, no way. Roman Reigns is like probably third, second generation. I mean, they're all cousin stuff, but lineage wise, he's probably second generation, right? Roman Reigns.
I
His
really
dad is
believe.
Afa or Sika. And also, he's like third, fourth generation too. So it's kind of like they have a similar kind of like experience. Like both their families are obviously
They both grew up in the business. But
Yeah,
obviously
so it's.
Roman Reigns is more a bigger bloodline.
Yeah, but like his, I think, well, Dusty Rhodes was like more, he was champion. Like he was WCW champion. Roman Reigns' dad, I don't think he was champ. He wasn't like he wasn't like the head guy, you know. He was a wrestler, but he wasn't like running the show, you know. You know, like I always say now about Rock's daughter, like she knows her dad was a mega star, you know, The Rock, you
She
know, Ava
understand
Rain.
that she ain't gonna
Yeah.
be the next
No.
Rock.
So but Cody Rhodes, his dad was like, you know, Dusty Rhodes was WCW champion, NWA champion,
Yeah.
you know, he was
He was the
champion.
face of NWA, the face
Yeah.
of WCW, but he was never really the face of WWE.
WWF, yeah, RF, yeah. So it's kind of like, that's why I think Cody Rhodes, I think he'll win and he'll like show, like, I came back for a reason. I came back to win for my, not only for my family, but for me, because to show that I left, became a megastar, around the world and came back and won a championship from the guy that's, the undefeated guy, that has, well, he got pinned, he lost recently, but he didn't get pinned. But you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a, it comes full circle, like, and then, Roman Reigns is the guy for there to be, and Cody Rhodes was the guy for AEW. So it's kind of like, it's not AEW being WWE, it's just Cody Rhodes proving himself that he came back for a good reason, So I could see that. That's why a lot of people think Cody Rhodes will win. But then all of us saying Cody Rhodes will win, he might not win. And we're like, oh,
Yeah,
everybody.
that's the thing.
Yeah,
Just
it might
because he
be.
wins the Royal Rumble, it doesn't mean he's gonna win at WrestleMania.
No, he might lose. I mean, how many people have
Yeah.
lost already?
A
You
lot.
know? Like, and then, yeah.
And
And anybody else?
we don't know the end goal. And plus, WrestleMania 39, yes. It's only a big, here's the thing. 39 is not a big pay-per-view. It's where it's gonna be held at. The SoFi Stadium, where they could have a
Khalifa.
hundred. Yeah, they're gonna have 100,000 people. It's WrestleMania 40 where I truly believe Roman should lose the title.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. It's not just because it's Philadelphia, it's because it's WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania 40,
Yeah. But
4X.
you imagine, okay, cause the SoFi, was that SoFi Arena is like the largest arena in the NFL. Probably,
It's the newest arena.
yeah. If it's 100,000 people, right? Imagine hearing Cody Rhodes' song in that arena and Roman Reigns' song. The place doesn't have a roof, but it could come off. But it could blow off the, not literally, but like figuratively, blow the roof off the place.
Right.
Just how like banger it is, because
Adrenaline in my
it,
soul.
yeah,
Something, Cody Rhodes.
yeah. So. I don't know. It just seems like historically that'd be kind of fire. Like, you want it like that, Like, you want it. That's a good storyline. Cody Rhodes comes back and takes it from the big dog. And I think they're going to separate the belts anyways. That's what I, well, that's what we hear, but we don't know until they actually do it,
Yeah.
People could tell us, like, oh, yeah, he's going to only defend the Universal title, not the other one. And he loses that one. Okay. I mean, they said that about the Usos recently. They're going to, oh, now they're going to only defend one of the belts, not both.
Oh, they just did. They did on Monday Night Raw.
So,
They defended though just the Raw titles. So, but who knows? We'll see. And
yeah.
who's gonna, if that does even happen, there's a chance that the woman, they may be another woman's main event. Or,
Yeah.
maybe the Stone Cold would probably come back and face, Brock
Roman
Lesnar
or Roman.
or Roman. Yeah.
Depends if the Rock thing falls through. We
Yeah.
don't know. Well, that's the thing, like that's a good thing about like wrestling sometimes, like I like the mystery too. If somebody ruins it for me, like they know, oh, they told me this. I'm like, oh no, please. I want to be surprised, That's why.
Well, we got one more day to find out.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Friday's, oh, Friday Night Smack. Well, this is releasing
Well, by the time this comes
tomorrow.
out, it's going to be Friday.
Yeah. So Friday Night SmackDown's getting interesting. So we'll see what happens.
So, anyways, this is it for this episode. So, until next time, Ever, take us home. I kind of like went ahead. But, anyways, yeah, take us home,
Yeah.
Ever. Hurry up.
All right, guys. This is this is it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye,
Doo-doo-doo!
guys.
Yay!